A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
NYYST. This is New York. Yankee Sports Talk. Yep. Swinging for the fences. Knock it out the park. This is New York. Yankee Sports Talk. Woo. Christian and Chris. Of course, SGR. This is New York. Yankee Sports Talk. Call me New York. Yankee Sports Talk. Record, rain, or shine. Grab your shades and umbrellas. NYYST. You're hanging with the fellas.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Welcome back. This is episode 542 of the NYYST podcast. We're presented by NYY Underground. I am your host, Christian. And earlier this afternoon, the New York Yankees failed to score a single run against the Seattle Mariners. They dropped the finale against Seattle 1-0 on what was a very frustrating conclusion to a very frustrating homestand for the New York Yankees. The Yankees, with their victory on Wednesday night, which we'll get into in a minute here, clinched a winning homestand for the first time since May 1st to May 7th. The New York Yankees went over 2 months without having a winning homestand. That's almost impossible to think about, okay? The Yankees, which live and die by how well they play at Yankee Stadium, the Yankees, which are supposedly built for that ballpark, went nearly 2.5 months without a winning homestand. That's insane. And they barely got the winning homestand because they went 5-4 on it. And this was an extremely, extremely frustrating homestand for the Yankees because they didn't score a bunch of runs except for one game, two games really. They dropped that game against St. Louis where they battled back. They were up 7-6, bullpen implodes. And then they just spend pretty much the rest of the homestand until Wednesday night without scoring any runs. It's frustrating to sit here and watch this team just continue to squander these opportunities on a nearly day in and day out basis where they're getting excellent, excellent starting pitching. And they just can't score runs. You look at the way the Yankees are winning baseball games. They're constantly in these dogfights, 1-0, 2-1. And it's just, you're trying to just will them to score runs. Because you know, with the way they pitch 98% of the time, if they could just get to three, it's almost a guaranteed win. I forget who said it. I don't know if it was on TikTok. I don't know if it was on the radio. But I heard somebody say a couple of days ago that the way you listen to a Yankee fan doesn't equal the way the Yankees are actually playing baseball. Because if you listen to a Yankee fan, you think that they were the worst team in Major League Baseball when they're really not. And I agree with that. The Yankees, for the better part of the second half of the season here, have gone out there and won series and won ball games. But when you watch them on a night in and night out basis, you can't help but be frustrated by what you're watching on a day in and day out basis. I know a lot of fans, myself included, are getting frustrated by the fact that the Tampa Bay Rays never lose. And as we sit here on August 13th, the Yankees are 7 games out of first place. But the bigger problem is that the Yankees don't score runs. Today was the third time on this homestand that the Yankees had a starting pitcher allow one solo home run in his outing, and that starting pitcher left the game as a losing pitcher of record. What should frustrate you even more than hearing that stat is it happened twice when the Yankees had a chance to sweep the opponent. And it happened twice when they had two of their aces on the mound. And they lost two of those three games. So you can be frustrated all you want that Tampa doesn't lose. Well, congratulations. They're going out there. They're winning baseball games. You should be centering all your frustration on the fact that if this team just could scratch out two or three runs, that this deficit might not even be there. So, yes, while I do agree that, yeah, you can be frustrated that you go out there, you win two out of three against Atlanta, you win two out of three against Seattle, and somehow you lose two games in the standings. I get it. But score runs. And I posted that on social media and I had somebody telling me like, what can you expect? No Judge, no Stanton, no Bellinger. But you got Trent Grisham, Jazz Chisholm, Spencer Jones, Ryan McMahon, George Lombard, Luis Garcia Jr., Ben Rice. You mean to tell me that I can't realistically expect that group to scratch three friggin' runs a night? Three! I'm setting the bar real low here. Guys, we're not asking for you to be murderers row. I'm asking for three runs a night. Give me a chance. I'm out at the stadium on Wednesday night. I take my daughter. She's been begging to go to a game. I said, okay, let's look at tickets. Bang. Got a really good deal on some seats in 130 section. Go to the game. I say, naturally, the Yankees have three aces. Somehow I draw Will Warren. He's spitting up all over himself in the first couple of innings here. I guess that's what I get also for defending Will Warren all these years, because I've had people, my co-hosts included, tell me that this guy's not even a major league pitcher, when that's never really what I, which I don't agree with. Will Warren is a major league pitcher. The guy belongs on any of the 30 major league rosters. He could fit in perfectly as a fifth starter. I mean, that's what I am looking at in Will Warren. When the guy's on, he's like a, he's got good enough stuff to be a three when he's on. But if he's not on, which he's had his struggles this year more than he had last year, for sure, he's a perfectly capable fifth starter. That's always been my argument about Will Warren. But I understand the fans' frustration is that when you have three aces and they're all pitching like it, and you have Ryan Weathers, who's pitching his balls off, I understand that when Will Warren goes up there and serves up three home runs in the first couple innings, and the Yankees are down 4-0, when they can't friggin' score, fans are going to be frustrated. I get it. But he doesn't suck. He doesn't. He's not a guy that belongs in the minor leagues. He's just a fifth starter. But I get it. When you are looking at the other four guys in this rotation and then there's Will Warren, I get it. I'm not saying I don't. But, yeah, I go out there. I draw Will Warren. Fine, great. They're down 4-0. And it's just a miserable time because I got a six-year-old that I've been trying to occupy for 2 hours before the game starts. And before we can even settle into the game, they're down. They get the run there in the second inning, and I'm like, you know what? I think they're actually going to score some runs tonight. And they did. They exploded. Trent Grisham, big game, two home runs. They scored 10 runs. They get give David Bednar a night off. Oh, my God. And then they scored nothing the next night. So if you thought the 10 was going to lead to something, it literally led to nothing. It was like a fever dream now. After seeing today, thinking about what they did on Wednesday, it's like it didn't even exist. It's like when I took mushrooms and I thought I was seeing aliens outside of my friend's sister's car. That's what it was like. It was like an acid trip. I never did acid, okay? Just using it as a term. I did mushrooms one time, okay? I'm just saying it was like a trip. It was like a hallucinogenic trip watching the Yankees score 10 runs because you know it's not real. And then you look at the lineup today. Naturally, nothing's the same. I'm not asking you to play Wells day game after night game. I understand that. So you put Sanchez in the game. But why can't the other eight players be in the same exact, in all nine spots, catchers, same spot, and everybody else just be the same? Try to feed off of what happened last night. No, we got to change things. We got to give Ramos a day off. We got to move this guy here. And look, I'm not even advocating Ramos should have been in the lineup because he's been pretty terrible as a Yankee. I get it. But you just scored 10 runs. Why are we changing anything outside of the catcher only because it's day game after night game? It's like the Yankees don't even believe in hot or do or running out the same lineup and trying to have some lineup continuity. And I was talking with somebody today on social media, shout out JL43, you all know who he is, right? The former Johnny Lasagna, okay? Talking to him today, and it's like, yeah, we're not the biggest analytic guys. Analytics! Throwback for OG NYYST listeners. And I think you guys listening to this show know that. I'm not the biggest analytic guy. But we were both in agreement here, like, yes, the information is good. I want all the info. Give it to me. Give me the information and let me do with it what I want to do with it. That's all I'm asking. So if you're telling me player X stinks against right-handed pitching and player Y is better, but player Y is an 0-for-12 slump and player X is 12 for his last 24, I don't care what the numbers say because I believe in hot. I believe in the human element of the game, and I'm going to play player X. But apparently, if you're an analytic guy, you know, you don't believe in high, you don't believe in the human element of the game, and that's how you wind up with Joey Gallo being scared of his own shadow in Yankee Stadium. Which, look, I wanted Joey Gallo because I only looked at the numbers, and, you know, there was apparently, we can go back to this real quick, people that said he doesn't have the heartbeat for New York. And Brian Cashman was like, well, look at the numbers. And you know what? He didn't have the heartbeat for New York. But then late in the game today, you got a red-hot Spencer Jones being pitch hit for an ice-cold Ramos because the lefty's on the mound. And it's almost as if the Yankees don't even watch their own games. Because Spencer Jones was a huge part of the Yankees coming back and busting out yesterday because I was right there. I was in left field. I watched him have an incredible at-bat and drive that ball the other way to get those two runs because if he strikes out, they don't score 10. They don't win. Christ, you and like I said, they don't even watch their own games. Chris Sale, I don't know if you want to argue with me on it. Fine, I don't really care to argue with it. He might be the best left-handed starting pitcher in all of Major League Baseball. Two runs scoring hits off him on Saturday, where if he doesn't come through in that, they lose that game. But no lefty up, let's bring in Ramos. All because that's what the numbers say to do. I like certain things. Like when I got home from the game yesterday, I was strolling around on X, and it's Jones has got like a 980 OPS with runners on base. Yeah, I love to know this stuff like that. Or if two players are equal, and one hits lefties a lot better than the other, yeah, I'd like to know that too. But when a guy is hot versus a guy is not, always give me the hot player. Always. Spencer, I can guarantee you Spencer Jones doesn't have a history against this pitcher. If this pitcher, if Jones was 0-for-10 with 9 Ks against this pitcher, then yeah, I probably agree to make the move. But you have no numbers to base that off of. That's what frustrates you about the Yankees. In addition to not being able to score runs, is that they actively get in their own way of not being able to score runs. You know, they have no clue how to slide anymore. You know, they were perfectly set up their second and third with one out, Ben Rice coming up. Grisham pops off the bag. How many times have we seen a Yankee player pop off a bag this year?
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
And I want to get back to Ramos for a hot second here. We talked about this last week with SGR. Better, but not closer. So on their own, did I like the Ramos trade? Did I like the Garcia trade? Yes. The further and further we move away from the trade deadline, the less and less I like the Ramos trade. And I'm going to tell you why. When a guy like Luis Garcia Jr. is out there and you desperately need to bring in offense, you go get him. And you worry about where the pieces fit after. Okay? But a guy like Ramos creates such a redundancy that it didn't make sense to go and trade for this guy and give up some decent prospect capital for him. Remember, you gave up your fifth-ranked prospect and a guy in Kent that a lot of people liked. That's who you gave up for Ramos, who is no more than a platoon bat. Now, the Yankees obviously have not used Ramos in the way that we would want to see Ramos used in, being a guy that mashes lefty pitching. And that's just the luck of the draw. They're playing a lot of right-handed pitching right now, so he's playing, except for today, you know. He's playing a lot, and the results haven't been there. But you look at it long-term or even short-term here for the rest of the season, with what they gave up for Ramos, you couldn't go and get a Luke Weaver. You couldn't go get another relief pitcher. You couldn't go do that, which is much more of a priority for the Yankees than Ramos is. David Bednar and Brent Hedrick are praying to God that their arms stay intact through the end of August, let alone into September and October. And you gave up your fifth-ranked prospect and another really good prospect in Kent for a platoon bat. One that doesn't have a role on this team once Bellinger and Judge get healthy, because Bellinger and Judge are going to man the corners, and then you can have a legitimate debate. The Yankees won't, but you can have one over who should play center field in Spencer Jones and Trent Grisham. So you basically gave up all that prospect capital for a fourth or fifth outfielder when you desperately needed a relief pitcher. Just to make sure that your closer and your setup guy can get through the rest of the season with the way that you use them almost on a nightly basis. So the runs that the Yankees scored on Wednesday was lovely. Great to be there to see them actually score runs, okay? But the most important part of that game on Wednesday is they didn't have to use Bednar. Still needed Hedrick, but they didn't need to use Bednar. To at least let those guys bring in somebody to let those guys breathe a little bit. Yeah, and I know Ramos has three more years of control, but okay. What are you doing with those 3 years of control? Is he now your starting left fielder? Because he's You know, I don't particularly like the defense out there. I don't think he's great by any stretch of the imagination as an outfielder. And is now Cody Bellinger now your everyday center fielder? Because, you know, Judge is going to play right at least through next year. Cody is here. And you still have Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones in the organization. You tell me. So you gave up that for, you know, a bench player, platoon bat? The further and further we move away from the deadline, the less I like the Ramos deal. I think Garcia's been good. They had two hits today. They had four all together. They had two hits today. I think the bat is going to play. He's had a pretty strong homestand. Could have been better in spots, but still overall, I love it. I love what I've seen so far, and he's a lot better around the bag at first than I ever thought that he was. He might be the better option to play first base over Ben Rice. But you get guys healthy. The Yankees, like I said earlier, you need offense. If Garcia's available, doesn't cost you a ton. I know they gave up a lot of quantity there, some guys that they liked, but you had to go get them. And then you figure out that when time comes. But Ramos was not necessary. You could have gotten away with Jason Dominguez being the starting left fielder or right fielder, Jones, Dominguez, and Grisham as your outfield. And as much, it's not optimal, but you could have gotten away with Schumann and Cabbie and Rosario, and that'd be your core for a fourth outfielder. Or here is a crazy thought, guys. I don't know if anybody thought of this one. You trade for an outfielder and get yourself a relief pitcher. But all I'm looking at right now is a guy that doesn't fit the Yankees and Ramos this year or next. And you gave up a lot to get. Because now you have to, they were going to trade one of Jones or Dominguez in the offseason. I was fully convinced of that anyway. But it almost seems like they have to do it for Ramos now. I don't mean to pick on Ramos. He's been here a week. I mean, we'll probably, when the Yankees see some lefties, maybe we'll see the good side of him. But I don't know, man. And then you look at we can look at this really quickly. Yes, you go get Luis Garcia Jr. Probably, I would say he was the best offensive player moved at the deadline. You have to get him, right? Okay. It still creates a problem here. Look at it like this. Righty, you got a game one of whatever series. Boston right now looks like the opponent for the Yankees. They'll play that wild card series, hopefully at Yankee Stadium. Yankees are two up now after Boston went through a little losing streak there, but they won on Thursday. Establish that finale in Toronto. Toronto all of a sudden is playing well. And guess where the Yankees are going? On Friday, up to Toronto, which has been a house of horrors for them. Tough righty. Are you now, you're saying to yourself, okay, we're going to go lefty lineup here. We're going to go Garcia, Rice, staying on the bench. Use them, deploy them when they want to bring in a lefty for the lefty lane. It's great. You're one of the best postseason hitter you've had in the last decade is now a bench player. Okay. Or do you get Stanton in and then you decide that one of Rice or Garcia isn't going to play? So a 30 home run, possibly 40 home run bat in Ben Rice. One of them is not going to play because you got to find a spot for Stanton in the postseason. I don't know how you can sit here now and tell me that Brian Cashman did a good job at this trade deadline. I'm not even mad he didn't bring in starting pitching. They don't need it. They'll be fine. Rodon had a second rehab today. They're going to piggyback him with the off day. They can work it so Warren is his piggyback. It's fine. They're good. Are you going to tell me Clark Schmidt, Ryan Weathers, that's your bullpen? No. It was a bad job. And the two offensive pieces you brought in here don't fit. Everybody is healthy. Ramos is a literal non-factor in October. Who is he playing against? Honestly. You're going to start him against a lefty? I would rather have the better defense, to be honest with you. In October, I would, if Judge and Bellinger and Stan and they're all those guys, I would rather have the better defense. And then Garcia, then where you're looking, say, hey, how do I get to my best nine? You don't. Because Stan, Garcia, Bryce, and all three of them are in the best nine. And one of them can't play. I guess the only thing I could possibly think of, and I know somebody has brought this up already, start introducing second base back to Garcia, which scares the living shit out of me defensively. It's not something I'd be looking to do. Although, I'll tell you this much, right now, I cannot. If Josh Chisholm didn't play in October for the Yankees, first of all, what does that say about Josh Chisholm? And honestly, it wouldn't bother me that much.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One of the biggest things I see? Most women are not getting enough fiber. Especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I mean, he's been atrocious this season. Jazz Chisholm talked a big game in the spring. He talked a huge game in the spring. I'm going to be 50-50. Now, mind you, the only person to ever have a 50-50 season in the history of Major League Baseball was Shohei Ohtani. But Josh Chisholm was going to do it. He said himself he was going to do it. He currently has a 687 OPS. On base is under 300. And somehow this guy is still third in the American League in steals. Imagine if he actually knew how to get on base. But you guys don't want to hear me talk about that again, do you? He's going to get $350 million a year? Please. You'd be lucky if you get a 3-for-35 contract with the way he's played. Now, I'll pose this question to everybody listening right now. Worst walk year for a Yankee second baseman, Jazz Chisholm or Gleyber Torres? It's not gone well at that position in a walk year for a guy that thought that they were going to make a lot of money in the free agent market. So, yes, 5-4 homestand. Not good. I mean, not great good. I mean, you should throw him a parade after you find out that it's the first one since May 1st to the 2nd, which is crazy. But also, they left a lot of wins out there. First game against St. Louis, both sweep games that they lost against the Braves and Seattle. Could easily had three more wins on this homestand. And now a 7-game deficit is now 4, and you have 4 left against the Rays. The Yankees have to realistically figure out a way to shave this thing down to 5 by the time they see Tampa. I mean, shave 5 off by the time they see Tampa. And I realize that this is around the same time that Toronto had its biggest lead, which was about 6 or 7 games last year. And the Yankees fought like hell, and I gave them a lot of credit for that. They didn't just settle into the wild card. They fought like hell to tie Toronto. And then they lost the tiebreaker, wild card game, out in the DS. So we're trying to avoid that again. You do have to get some help from the Rays. They have to actually friggin' lose. But you got to score runs. Please. It's really not that complicated. But the Yankees make it seem complicated. Every night you can't just say, oh, they played it. Tip your hat to the pitcher. Because they didn't hit Miles Mikolas, for Christ's sake. You can't tip your hat to everybody. And tip your hat. You want to tip your hat to somebody. Tip your hat to whoever calls the Scranton Rail Riders games. So this is their last season as the Rail Riders, okay? Tip your hat to them because they went after Anthony Volpe on Wednesday night. This guy lost both of Scranton's challenges 6 pitches into the game. And then he's laughing as he's walking off the field after the second challenge is lost and he strikes out after being up 3-0 in the count. They had every right in the world to call him out. And they had every right to tell the viewer that the guys in that dugout are probably not happy with them. And I don't think that they were. I'm not trying to pick on Anthony Volpe. But after seeing that last night, and the way he's played here for 4 seasons, it is the best thing for everybody involved to send him somewhere else. You want to platoon him at second base in October? I thought I was for it last week. I don't know. We're good. We're good. Call Max Schumann back up if you want to platoon somebody at second base in October. It's the best for both parties. The Yankees just need to wipe their hands of this and say, it didn't work. We tried our hardest. God knows they tried their hardest to make it work. You just got to move on. And for Volpe, if Volpe wants to have a successful major league career, be a guy that sticks around for 10 years and becomes a competent starter in this league, he's got to go somewhere else. This thing is too broken to try to run it back and run it back at a different position. For the best of everybody, just trade the guy in the offseason. And yeah, you could have had Matt Olson. You could have had Luis Castillo. You could have had, and you wind up with nothing. Don't let that be a deterrent from doing what's best for you and doing what's best for Volpe, and that's getting him out of here. And the Yankees are getting out of the country here. They're going back up to Toronto here Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And like I said, Toronto's a little hot now, playing a little bit better baseball as they find themselves only three back of Detroit and Texas, who were tied for that final wild card. There's still five games under 500, but they've been playing better baseball recently. Took two out of three from the Red Sox, cooled them down a little bit. But it's 7:15 on Friday night. That's not the right series that I'm looking at here. It's going to be Gerrit Cole against Shane Bieber, who the Yankees honestly should hit Bieber. He's not pitched well this year. 3:07 on Saturday, Schlittler against TBD. And then 1:37 on Sunday, Weathers against Dylan Cease. So that would have been fun. I'm going to tell you, as a baseball fan, that would have been fun. Cease versus Schlittler, and they're a game apart from each other. That would have been a lot of fun. But yeah, I mean, go up there and take two out of three. Just continue to win series. Like, I know we come on here because the last two episodes have come on losses where they didn't score. They had a chance to sweep, and it changes the mood of the show. We've said that for 10 years. A lot of the mood of the show depends on the day of the recording. If we don't record for 10 days and the Yankees win 9 in a row and on the 10th day they lose, it's going to sound a lot different as how we record after the 9th win. It's just the way it is. But it's a prolonged stretch here of the Yankees just not scoring runs. And it gets frustrating. But just continue to win. If they continue to win series and continue, two out of three, just continue to do it, and Tampa's still better, what are you going to do? But score runs. Score runs. I'm not asking for a lot. Three. I set the bar at three. And you guys can set the bar so high as the greatest fan base of any Yankee podcast out there. If you go and click subscribe on the very podcast platform you're listening to me on right now. Again, this was not a scheduled show. Another pop-up show. And if you're subscribed, you won't miss any of the final episodes of NYYST as we work our way through August, September, and into October before we say goodbye here. And please leave us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear from the fans here in our final season. Please go on and over to YouTube, subscribe to NYY Underground. Support everything that's going on over there. And please tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. We love you guys. Thank you so much for your continued support. This has been episode 542. See you next time.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3-6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.